Chapter 5, Part 1, Facing Loss. The arrival of summer brought with it a bittersweet mixture of warmth and a foreboding sense of change. Lydia's health, which had been a constant battle of ups and downs, began to decline steadily. As Emma watched her mother grapple with this new reality, she found herself facing the inevitable truth that had lingered in the back of her mind. The loss of her mother was imminent. Despite the preparation and the countless hours spent in hospitals and consultations, nothing could truly ready Emma for the emotional impact of this realization. The knowledge that her mother's time was limited hung over the household like a heavy cloud, casting a shadow over the simplest of daily routines. Emma found herself oscillating between moments of intense caregiving, where every second was devoted to ensuring her mother's comfort, and periods of profound reflection. In these quiet moments of solitude, she grappled with the impending loss, a turmoil of emotions swirling within her, grief, fear, and a deep sense of injustice at having her mother taken away so soon. Lydia, in her moments of lucidity, seemed to sense her daughter's inner turmoil. With a mother's instinct, she would reach out, a gentle touch or a weak smile, trying in her own way to offer comfort. They had conversations about life, love, and memories, Lydia, sharing her wisdom and experiences with Emma in what felt like a final testament of a mother's love. These moments, though heartbreakingly beautiful, were a stark reminder to Emma of the magnitude of the loss she was about to endure. The household fell into a routine punctuated by the needs of Lydia's care. Emma, her father, and Max rallied around her, each coping with the impending loss in their own way. Emma's father became more present, his work taking a back seat to the precious final moments with his wife. Max, young and not fully comprehending the gravity of the situation, provided moments of innocent comfort with his presence and childlike expressions of love. As Lydia's health continued to decline, Emma's role shifted from caregiver to that of a silent sentinel, keeping vigil beside her mother's bed. The conversations dwindled as Lydia grew weaker, and Emma found herself holding her mother's hand more often, a wordless communication between them. The room was filled with mementos of their life together. Photographs, Lydia's favorite books, and small personal items that represented a lifetime of memories. In these final days, the support group that Emma had come to rely on provided a much-needed outlet for her grief and fear. Sharing her feelings with others who understood the weight of impending loss gave Emma a sense of solidarity. Their stories of loss and coping mechanisms provided both comfort and a glimpse into the path that lay ahead for her. Emma also clung to her art, her painting becoming more than just a hobby. It transformed into a medium for expressing her grief, her love, and her memories of her mother. The canvases she created during this period were vivid and emotional, a visual representation of her journey through the most challenging time of her young life. The night Lydia passed away was quiet, a stark contrast to the storm of emotions raging within Emma. It was a moment of profound loss, the final goodbye that she had dreaded, yet knew was inevitable. The silence that followed was deafening, the absence of her mother's presence leaving a void that seemed to consume the space. In the days that followed, Emma navigated the rituals of mourning, the funeral arrangements, the influx of sympathizers, and the endless expressions of condolences. Yet, amidst the procedures and sympathies, Emma felt a deep sense of disconnection, as if she were moving through a fog, detached from the world around her. The grief was all-consuming, a relentless wave that crashed over her in moments she least expected. She found herself recalling memories at random, her mother's laughter, the smell of her cooking, the sound of her voice reading bedtime stories. Each memory was a piercing reminder of what had been lost. As the reality of life without her mother set in, Emma faced a new challenge, learning to live with the grief. The future, once a canvas of possibilities, now seemed daunting and uncertain. Yet, in the midst of her sorrow, Emma held on to the lessons her mother had imparted, the strength she had gathered, and the support of those around her. These were the beacons that would guide her as she began to navigate a world without her mother, carrying the love and memories within her heart.